Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We want to talk about the leaving cert because the exams are set to be cancelled. That comes from a very good source inside, and replaced with a plan B in which students will be awarded grades based on their classwork. And this is according to well-placed sources. Now, of course, Joe McHugh hasn't made that definitive decision yet, but that decision will be coming probably later on today. And that's more or less what we believe he's going to say. Students who are unhappy with their awarded grades are likely to be given the option to resit the exam again at a much later date, probably in 2021. This, of course, would be too late for students to take up their chosen courses in the coming academic year. So it'll probably waste a year of their life if they don't get what they want and they need a particular course. And the Department of Education plans to come before the Cabinet today. If approved, they will come as a relief for tens of thousands of students and parents who've been craving certainty since the lockdown began. But, of course, many students will be extremely disappointed because it's not every student that wanted it cancelled. Many did, but many didn't, because some students believe they would have done better on grades. Other students believe, well, look, I've worked really hard since February, and I think I would have done better in the Leaving Cert than I would have done in my mocks, for example. Now, under the draft plan, schools will play a key role in awarding students grades based on a combination of their class rankings, performance in previous exams and assessments, and other indicators. While teachers will help determine these grades, the process will be technically overseen by school principals and senior management. So it'll be up to each individual school to do their own pupil. Because we don't have, you know, in some countries they do grading like this automatically every year. We don't have that system in place. We would never set it up in time. We wouldn't be able to set up, you know, some sort of system whereby they will be sent off, or your grades will be sent off and assessed by other people. These grades would then likely be fed into a process where final grades could be awarded by the department using a bell curve and school indicators. The bell curve refers to the practice of adjusting the marking process to ensure a similar proportion of students secure the same numbers of H1s, H2s and H3s each year. In other words, they will look at the grades. Somebody who obviously knows what they're talking about will look at the grades that are sent into the Department of Education before they're sent out to you and you're given your results. And they will say, well, OK, how does that compare to other years? Have we had the same amount, percentage of H1s and H2s and H3s? Which, for those who don't understand that, by the way, that's kind of like pass, honour and whatever. What's the other thing they call it when you go over 95? And A's, B's and C's, right? More or less the same thing. So the department officials are understood to be keen not to refer to this process as predicted grades, and instead are referring to it as a national standardised system. Secondary school teachers' unions have signalled that they would be willing to support such a measure, subject to a number of clarifications and assurances. And the move towards producing a plan B comes amid a growing concern over the health risks of the department's original plan in pressing ahead with the exams during the summer, when the coronavirus would still be circulating. Both unions are understood to have expressed grave concern over the safety of proceeding with 2 weeks of school in July and staging exams during a private meeting with the department officials on Wednesday. Obviously, they have fears, that social distancing and all that kind of thing. They really wouldn't be able to do it. That's, I suppose, what they're saying. We wouldn't have the staff to monitor it. We wouldn't be able to do it. We'd be putting people at risk, primarily not so much the students, because, of course, as we know, young people tend not to get severe forms of coronavirus, but those who would have to supervise them, I suppose, would be more at risk. They have also said, we have talked about the Leaving Cert during the week, and many students and parents are calling for it to be cancelled, and it looks very likely now today that it will be. So I want to get your thoughts on that. I think it's definitive at this stage, by the way, for everybody listening, that the Leaving Cert will be cancelled. Joe McHugh will make that official today, but the Irish Times are leading with the story today and saying they have it from very good sources that it will be cancelled. And I want to know what you think. If the Leaving Cert examination is cancelled, which reports indicate it will be, is this the right decision? It's a difficult decision, and I thought one of the students that we had on the air summed it up quite well. It was giving people an option. I thought that would have been better than cancelling it altogether. There's no option here. The option to do it in 2021 is not really an option for a lot of students. They'll lose a year out of their life. So let me know what you think. Was it a good idea to cancel the Leaving Cert? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Personally speaking, I think it's a complete overreaction to cancel it. I think we could have managed to do something for those students who wanted to do it and predicted grades for those who didn't. So I think we could have, because there's a lot of students have worked very hard, particularly since Christmas. Maybe they did their mocks and didn't do as well in certain subjects and worked particularly hard to get better. To get those courses that they wanted to do. And now they would be graded based on the marks they got in their mocks and their previous exams, and I suppose assessed over their school academic last 2 years. 3 years, I suppose. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, Alicia. Alicia, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
You're doing your leaving. Well, you're not doing your leaving cert. You were. Alicia, sorry. You were doing your leaving cert. It looks like it's not on now. And how do you feel about that?
It's a strange feeling. I'm not entirely sure if I should be happy that I don't have to essentially risk my life on the 29th of July, or if I should be upset that, you know, I've put a lot of work in and question, you know, will whatever predicted grades model they implement, will that really reflect how I would have done in the exams? So it's a weird feeling, but I think what's more important than any exam or test or any sort of results is really just our health.
I mean, the exam could have gone ahead. I mean, look, there's very little risk to people of your age. We can see that from the statistics.
Yeah, but we are carriers.
Absolutely,
so.
Yes. And of course, you may have elderly parents, or you may have somebody at home who's more vulnerable, and that was always the argument. But they did say, and some teachers had said, and Joe McHugh said, that obviously between now and then we could put into place a situation, because there's no junior cert, that we could spread the pupils around the class with 2 metres apart, with social distancing, and come to some sort of arrangement to do it in a safe manner. Would you have been happy to do that?
I think to be happy to do something, I don't think I can answer that question. But I think, would I have wondered every day, waking up, leaving, going into school, you know, driving in, meeting all my friends? There's about 120 in my year. I think, you know, going in to sit the exams every day, would I have been worried that if I touch something or go to the bathroom and touch a door, touch a paper, would I have been worried that I would have caught coronavirus? Yes, I would have. And I don't think any student needs that sort of worry put on them while they're trying to sit exams and reach their goals, essentially, and get to college.
But at that stage, when we get to that point, which is in July, if we look at the roadmap they've already given us, many shops will be open, many businesses will be open, many people will be back to work at that point. So life will be starting to return to some level of normality anyway. And, you know, and I'm sure people are, I'm sure Alicia, you yourself probably go to the shop maybe once or twice.
I don't.
You don't go to the shop yourself, no, at all?
Well, I actually have a compromised immune system, so I actually haven't left my house in about, you know, I know I'll be, you know, one of few maybe, but I haven't left my house in 8 weeks, and I know there's a lot of other students, wouldn't be the majority, but there's other students who are at high risk. And there's also students who have been put at a disadvantage of the exams going ahead. And there's also students who live with grandparents. There's also students who live with parents who have conditions or are in treatment. So there's a lot of factors that influence more unfairness for the exams to go ahead.
Well, then could there not have been an option?
Exactly fair to say that if the exams go ahead, that's the fair solution, because, you know...
I get that. I'm sorry to hear, by the way, that you're immune compromised. I'm sorry to hear that. But in saying that, is there not an option, or should there not have been an option, for those students who wouldn't have been in your situation?
Well, I think people are probably... you know, they're worried about the predicted grade, and that's fair.
Are you worried about the predicted grades?
Personally, I'm not really worried, because I worked hard in school, and you know, I got on with all my teachers. I'm not saying that if you don't get on with your teacher,
that is a problem.
I mean, I maybe it is, but I don't know if there's any teachers out there that are, you know, they're professional people. I don't think they're like that. But
and I agree with you, and they should be professional, but human nature is what it is. And I had a guy on the other day who said that when he was in school a long time ago, he said he failed his history exam for the first 3 years. Teacher didn't like him, didn't get on well with the teacher. And he said when he did his inter cert, which would have been the junior cert at the time, going back a long time ago, he got A's in his history. So in saying that, there can be a case where a student doesn't come to the attention of a teacher, maybe a quiet student, or maybe somebody who has, I suppose, not being great, didn't do too well, was a bit of a messer in the class, but then got their mocks and saying, oh gosh, my maths wasn't great, my English wasn't great, I needed to bulk up. And they've really put in a lot of effort into, you know, because they want to do a particular college course.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. And I think there probably are, like, certain, you know, situations like that. I wouldn't say it's the majority. I think most people aren't aiming to get 625. And I think the predicted grades will get them into the course they want. And if there are certain people who don't get the amount of points they want, which I think would probably be a very limited amount of people, which could be just extremely high points, or maybe someone who just didn't reach the grade that they wanted, I think if there was a chance for them to sit the exams at a later stage, then that is fair.
It's not really, because 2021 is no good to most students. They need the results. They're going to lose a year out of their life.
To go and study something, and this is what the majority of student voice and the ISSU presented to the Department of Education. The majority of students want this, then that is fair. And if you really want to go and become a doctor, then what's wrong with waiting 6 months? It won't even be 6 months, because we'll be starting the first year of college probably in November, realistically. So, I mean, you won't be that far behind anyone else. I think the whole year will be a mess anyway. And like, if you really want to do something, then what's a couple of more months of your life?
Okay, well, do me a favour and stay there if you can. Let me just go to Elaine as well. Elaine, you're on Classic Hits. Your daughter is due to do the Leaving Cert. She's devastated at the thought that it could be possibly cancelled. I think when I say use the word possibly, I'm 99% sure it's going to be cancelled today. And she's devastated. Why particularly is she devastated? You've heard there what Alicia said, that, you know, she thinks it's the fairest way and the safest way to go ahead with this.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree that, you know, that with the cancellation, but I do. Her problem is that, you know, she missed her mocks because she was quarantined with the mumps.
Okay.
So she hasn't got that under her belt now.
Very unusual nowadays to get the mumps, by the way. That would have been very unusual. We thought that we got rid of that many years ago.
She had her vaccinations and everything, but.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, there was a particular bout of where we live, so
okay.
There's a few of them in a few of the schools that came down with it. So she missed all her mocks, and she's with her class exams and everything, she's done well in them, but there's a few, obviously, that she would have liked
to have done better in, yeah.
Exactly. So since Christmas particularly, and since the lockdown, I mean, she's worked 5 and 6 hours a day between studying, between online online grinds, everything, to bring those the particular subjects that she was kind of falling back in up to what she needs to get to college. And basically what she's feeling now is that, first of all, with her not having the mock results, is that going to reflect on her overall predictive
grades? Yeah.
Grades. And if so, how is that going to... She doesn't, like...
She's going to have to be graded on whatever assessment exam she did throughout the last 2 years.
Yeah, I know. But then, you see, I think where her biggest fear is now, she has no avenue to challenge these results.
Well, I think they...
Other than leaving it for another year to go to college.
I think people will challenge it.
Yeah.
I think there are going to be challenges.
Yeah, but then, you know, that's okay. You can wait till you can wait till February, March next year to do your exams. I mean, that is not fair. That is just... I have no objection to them doing the exams if they want to, but not leaving it until after... into next
2021,
year. Yeah, I mean, because that puts them back a whole year. And I know your last caller said, you know, if they really want to do
something. But it is an academic year, yes. You're already being delayed anyway, but it is an academic year.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just piling on more pressure. It's piling on the pressure. It's kicking the can down the road again. They thought they had a date, then it was... there's no date, and now there's another date.
Oh, look, there's no doubt that Joe McHugh, the Minister for Education, has a lot of questions to answer in the way he has dealt with this, which is absolutely abysmal, the way he has dealt with the situation.
Absolutely.
This decision should have been made 2 months ago.
I mean, we had, you know, the last time, the last announcement that came out and gave nothing, you know, that was just, they were so upset about that. It was like, she actually felt as if they were left behind, that it didn't really matter that, you know, we can't sort it out. We've other things on our mind. You just have to wait until we get this sorted.
Yeah. I mean, Alicia, you're listening to the situation Elaine's daughter's in there, and a lot, she wouldn't be unique in that. There's a lot of students in the same situation who may have worked that bit harder. That's what I'm saying to you. And it may suit you, Alicia, and I hope you get the predictive gauges that you want, and everybody does. But it doesn't suit everybody, this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree. And I don't think there is any fair... solution. I'm not saying that the solution that is apparently going to be announced is fair or is the fairest, but I also think that like the lady that is on the other line of the interview said, her daughter will be I would be shocked and I would be very upset if they didn't put in some sort of place where if someone was missing for their mock exams or for a certain period of school time, where if they had a long-term illness or disease or something like the mumps, or where you were hospitalised, or, you know, you have proof, you have a doctor's letter or whatever, which I'm sure she would have had for like the mock exams to have missed them. I would nearly be 100% certain that they will put in some sort of place for someone who, you know, fell down to illness or something like that. And, you know, I don't think it would be primarily just based on the mock exams, but I wouldn't worry. Like, I think they will look at those, you know, minority.
But why couldn't they have? I mean, if we were that concerned about people's health, which we are, I mean, why didn't they say, well, look, if we give students the options, probably, let's say 50%, we'll go for the grades. That will only leave us, in your case, say, with 60 students rather than 120, which would be so much easier to manage in a social distance, I suppose, atmosphere and scenario. And they could have managed that for those who want to do the Leaving Cert. Why couldn't they just do that? Give them the option.
I agree. And I think there probably is a discussion in that. I'm not saying there isn't. But what I'm just thinking is that if you put that to students, your first problem is that you're making students pick between grades that they don't already have, that are going to be predicted off of certain elements. You're having students pick between that or sit a couple of exams, which they don't know, obviously, what the exams will consist of in terms of what the questions will be. So you're putting students in another stressful position where they have to pick between, you know, something they're not sure of and something they are sure of, but have to put their kind of health at risk to go, if they do have to put their health at risk to go in and sit those exams. That is a real problem, I think. And
well, with respect, Alicia, it's a huge problem for you, obviously, because obviously you're immune compromised. And I get that. And for other people who live with elderly people, but for everybody, that risk is not the same.
But there's no point dismissing the fact that Hong Kong sat their exams and plenty of students went down with coronavirus after the fourth day of exams. And they have a similar system of sitting couple of days of exams or a couple of weeks of exams like us. So,
if we go by statistics and we go by the testing that has been done around the world, I mean, for example, in Korea and places like that, in Korea they said the people between the ages of 16 or 18, I think it was, and 30, out of those people, 85% of them didn't even know they had it. So, in saying that, we know statistically how COVID-19 affects young people. Now, again, I'm not dismissing the fact that they can carry it, but mind you, they're saying now in Switzerland that if you're under 10, you can't. But if you're over 10, and sort of between 10 and sort of 18 when you're doing your leaving cert, yes, they can carry it. But in saying that, it's a very little risk to people. Those who are not risking other people's lives, i.e. they don't have elderly parents or they don't have somebody in their family who's immune compromised, if they chose to do it and they chose to take that small risk in that case, I mean, I don't see what the issue is and why they couldn't be offered that opportunity.
You can go ahead.
Sorry, Elaine.
Sorry, just on the choice factor there, I mean, if like my daughter, you have already made that decision that you would prefer to do the exam, you're not putting any more pressure on people who want to do the exam. They've already decided, I would prefer to do the exam for X, Y, and Z reasons. You know, so there's no extra pressure being put on them to make a choice. Those 80% who have said that they do want the Leaving Cert cancelled has already made that choice. They already know that they don't want to do the exams. But for those who do want to do the exams, I can't see why they can't use the primary schools in the area. They can't, you know, bring in facilitators to extra facilitators. I know of people who have volunteered to do facilitating if so required. They have numerous primary schools, numerous secondary schools in each area, and they can divide them up as they need to be divided. I don't see what the problem is.
I mean, if we really wanted to take it to the end, I suppose, what you could say and what you could suggest is to those students who want to do it, and you could put a caveat in there if the government really felt it was necessary, that those who did it would have to do a 14-day quarantine afterwards. And I think most who want to do it would probably be okay and agree with
that. Yeah, of course they would. There would be no problem. I would imagine, well, I can only speak for my daughter, but I would imagine that would be okay with most students. You know, those who want to do it, nobody should be forced into either situation.
Okay, well, do me a favour, both of you, stay there, because I want to come to Charlie after the break. Sorry, Charlie, for delaying you, and I am going to come to you straight after the break. Loads and loads of people texting in. Let me see. Oh, gosh. So he says, Niall, I think it's ridiculous to get rid of it altogether. They should give them the option. Another person says, Niall, 2021 is way too late. My daughter also wants to do the Leaving Cert this year and she's worked extremely hard. Somebody else says, Niall, the best decision has been made for the safety of everybody. All right, let me know what you think. Is it right to cancel the Leaving Cert? It looks like today the announcement will be made. The Department of Education plans for it to come before Cabinet today. And if it approved, which it will be according to sources in the Irish Times today, the Leaving Cert will be cancelled and replaced with grades. So you'll be basically marked on your previous, I suppose, the way your previous academic years, the previous two academic years, including your mocks and on the other assessment exams that you might have done. Is it a good idea? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody else says, hi Niall, what do the students want? Everything anyone mentions is not good enough for them. This is a national crisis of health. It's more important than any exam or an exam. Three people have died in my estate from the virus. Hope students think about this when they are moaning. Well, I don't think they're moaning. Obviously, they're looking, yeah, be fair. Okay, I understand three people died in your estate. And that's very sad. My condolences to those people and their friends. But they are entitled to moan. It's the rest of their lives. It's their careers. It's their futures. They're entitled to have a little whinge about it if they're not happy with the way the situation is. Charlie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Charlie?
Hi.
Charlie, you're a Leaving Cert student.
I am.
Yeah, and how do you feel about the news today that most likely it's going to be cancelled and predictive grades will be the way forward?
I do understand that a lot of students will be in dismay over this. Personally, myself, though, it is a bit of a relief as the burden is taken off, well, a lot of the students' shoulders with the worry and the anxiety of everything that's happening.
Okay, so and how do you feel yourself you would do? Do you think you will do equally as well with predictive grades as you would have in the Leaving Cert?
Personally, I feel I would, but I do believe that there should be measures taken into account. For example, when people get exams recorrected in normal Leaving Cert, I believe they should have a similar system, but instead we should be able to sit the exams if we request. Like, same way you can request have an exam recorrected, you should be able to request in this Leaving Cert to be able to sit.
Well, you can. They're saying you will be able to, but you won't be able to do it until next year.
Then I think that should be definitely changed, because we shouldn't push this on other students. We shouldn't make them suffer for something that's out of their control.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you do okay in your mocks?
I did, but the problem with the mocks, though, is I've heard a lot of people saying that, is the one thing that a lot of people may not be aware of, and I know as personally because I'm a student, is they did circulate around before.
Of course, I heard that, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people got their hands on the exams before they even got onto the table, yeah.
So I would say it's a very wrong idea to use those, because you will have students who wouldn't have put in the effort but got a higher grade because they were circulating.
Okay, and in relation to the, say, if they're assessing it based on your previous 2 years of academic, your previous two academic years and the exams that you may have done or assessments you may have done over those 2 years, would you have marked pretty well on those? Would you have marked okay?
I believe for majority of them I would have marked well, but there are students who won't, and that's why I do believe it's essential. We do have some sort of alternative for those students too. Majority of students do want to do predicted grades, but there is the few that don't. So there should be something in place that's fair and shouldn't be put off, because they shouldn't have to suffer for this either.
So do you think on the 29th of July, which was the original date that was given by Joe McHugh going back a couple of weeks ago, do you believe there should be an option for students who are concerned about their assessment, who might have improved or believe they've improved since then, to do the exam on the 29th if they want to?
I do believe, for example, they've already said to colleges that you shouldn't be opening until around November or October to a lot of the colleges. So that's already in place, meaning that all this system is there. So anyone who does want to sit them, we could still do it, if you get me. Because
you could distance them. And I was just during the break there, I was reading up, right? On the 29th of June, according to the roadmap the government has set out, we are allowing small gatherings of people. On August the 10th, we'll be allowing larger gatherings of people. Now, obviously not, you know, football matches or anything like that, but larger gatherings of people. Now, I don't know what small means. They'll announce that at the time. It could mean 10. It could be 5. August the 10th, they'll allow larger gatherings. That could be 20 or 30 or up to 50. Maybe we don't know yet until they announce that. So if we're willing to allow people to interact a little bit and people to go from house to house at a certain date, well, then surely, you know, having 6 students in a classroom, if we spread them out, wouldn't be such a huge deal for those who chose to do it. Those obviously immune compromised or who have elderly parents could opt not to do it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, I believe the very same, is that the choice is what's essential, and as long as the choice is in place, I believe it should be okay, and that we could definitely do that. I couldn't see why there would be any reason why we couldn't. If that was the original plan, then all the, say, sort of resources are put in place for that already, so I couldn't see why it couldn't go place as such.
Okay, we'll stay there because I want to go to Caroline as well. Caroline, a clever young man with a clever opinion. Caroline, your son is also doing the Leaving Cert, and how does he feel about it?
He's actually devastated, to be honest with you, Niall. He's been working really, really hard. He kind of decided on the course he wanted last December.
Okay.
And he literally went hell for leather. He's been doing 7 to 8 hours a day and through
the whole lockdown. What's the course he's looking for? What course?
I prefer not to say now because I don't want him to be identified.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But literally, he's been going the whole time. And then I suppose the government handled it so badly. That woman that they were saying, oh, by hook or by crook, is going ahead a few weeks ago. And then there were him and Hawn. So he kind of put the head down and just kept going. But then last night, like, friends of his who were on the Xbox for the last few weeks, they were having a great laugh. Yay, he's cancelled. And they're thrilled. Whereas he's not thrilled at all, because I suppose the predictive side of things, some of his teachers have been fantastic and they've been sending back, you know, feedback to him on stuff he's been sending them. Well, the teachers haven't even kind of read some of the stuff that he's actually sent. Plus, his mocks, he had done okay, but he's done so much more work since then. And he's had grinds and, you know, he's really, really put the foot down. So I don't think it's going to reflect his performance the last couple of years at all.
It's just an overall average performance. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and in my own experience, I remember, you know, the last few months, you really, really work hard. And I think a lot of other children do too. Whereas if they're going to go by, you know, the last 2 years or even his mocks and things like that, that's not going to reflect the improvement he's made, you know, in the last even 6 weeks. So I think for that reason, he's just really disgusted because he's kind of thinking, why do I bother? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he can do it, but he will lose a year. Now. He will lose a year by wanting to.
He's going to be 19 in June now. He did TY and everything like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like he doesn't want to lose a year, and I don't think it's fair that he should have to lose a year.
And the other problem, the other problem with losing a year too, and I'm sure probably Charlie would agree with me in some sense as well, is that if you're due to do the Leaving Cert this year and you've been working hard, it's all in your head. You know, you're there every night, you're studying, you've only had your class today, so you remember what parabolas were and algebra is and all that kind of stuff and your history and everything else. And then somebody says to you, oh, it's not on next year. So you're out of school, you might be gone into a part-time job or you might be gone into a college course or something that you don't really particularly want, and you're waiting to do it again so you can get the college course you want. But a lot of that will go out of your head. A lot
Absolutely.
Of that's gone, unless you're
mode,
sitting down, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But you know the way you get into a mode and you're all kind of focused, and he's been really doing that. So for it just to be cancelled like that, it's just, I really think it's unfair. And I mean, I'm only speaking on his behalf. I know there's lots of other kids that are probably delighted. But from his perspective, he is so disappointed. Right. And he just feels this is just, it's not fair. And especially the fact that the government were leading them on for the last few weeks. Is it on? Is it not on? I just think it's really unfair, you know.
And sorry, Charlie, I mean, your mates, I'm sure you've been talking to some of your colleagues and fellow students over the last 24 hours. You know, I mean, when did you find out about it, Charlie? Did you find out last night like most people?
I found out last night off the RTÉ News. That was the main thing, because we saw it circling a few newspapers, but it wasn't until we saw and heard on RTÉ that we thought, okay, this is official.
Well, it's not actually official until later on today, but it will be official, yeah. I mean, but in saying that, Charlie, what was the general reaction from your mates? Were most of them delighted or were some of them disappointed?
Most of us were the same, because with a lot of us, this has just been overwhelming. So to have this relief on this whole situation, that is why a lot of us have been celebrating. But at the same time, I can completely understand where your son is coming from. Mm-hmm. I do feel that considering how long the government had said by hook or by crook, there has to be something implemented for those students.
And they were very categorical about that. They were there. It's definitely going ahead.
Oh, Joe McHugh outside, when he was outside the doll there going back about 2 weeks ago, it was definitely going ahead. Without a shadow of a doubt. He just didn't know how it was going to do it, but it was going ahead.
And I really think the risk would be low, because, I mean, by the time July comes across, I mean, people are still going to the shopping centres.
I just mentioned, if we go according to the roadmap, you know, between, actually, ironically enough, those dates, the 29th of June till August the 10th, that kind of month and a half period, there will be relaxations on the amount of people that can meet. So we are accepting that by that time, when we get to July, there is going to be relaxations in the laws and small groups of people will be allowed to meet anyway. So I don't see what the problem is.
It could definitely be done. It could be done safely for the majority. And I know you'll have certain situations where children might, you know, have compromised immune systems. And, you know, they could make special provisions for them. Do you know what I mean? There's always a way to get around these things. I definitely think it could have been done.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. I want to go to, after the break, to James as well, who believes it should have gone ahead. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. A bit of a mix, by the way, today. A lot of people suggesting they did the right thing. Others are saying, no, it should have gone ahead.
Hey, Niall, it's Neil. I just think it's not better off canceling the leaving cert. You know, it's too dangerous. Like, you know, if somebody gets it, goes home, gives it to somebody with underlying conditions, it's going to be a problem no matter what you do or how you do it. They're still going to be in some sort of contact in the school, touching stuff, touching tables, going to the toilet, you know, this and that. So I just think it's better off to cancel it. They will come up with something as I say, predict correcting, maybe that's a proper way. I don't know, Niall, but I just think, yeah, they should have cancelled. It's too dangerous. Cheers, pal.
So why can't they host the exams in, say, a big arenas? Like you have Croke Park and other places like that, they could hold it where they could have the social distancing from the person next to them. And to me, it's a bit of a nonsense. A bit like nobody fails. But no, not good. Not good at all. And maybe that's a reason to have, in future dates, the next time the government decide to have another lockdown, is to do progress reports throughout the whole year. Cheers, thanks. Bye-bye.
The next time the government have another lockdown, geez, I hope that doesn't happen. Oh, by the way, I just mentioned as well, some news just coming in, the Religious Sisters of Charity are to transfer ownership of St Vincent's Healthcare Group to the state. It was quite interesting. The order confirmed that it has received approval from the Holy See, the Pope, to transfer the ownership of the site, which is worth $200 million and will be gifted to the people of Ireland. And in the statement, the Sisters of Charity said it hopes that the transfer can now be concluded without any delays. Oh, that's a bit of good news today anyway, isn't it? Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Now let me go to James. James, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon to you, Niall.
James, I don't see the reason not to give students the option.
Do you know when I knew this was going to be cancelled now?
When did you know?
The minute Micheál Martin intervened.
Well, yes, Micheál Martin was the first one politically to say it should be cancelled.
That was the end of it then, because Leo
Varadkar...
That
was last Monday, wasn't it, or Tuesday?
Leo Varadkar is not going to get into a confrontation with his future partner before they even form a government now. So Leo buckled now. That's what happened, and it was a pure political decision. Why was it all right a couple of weeks ago for the 29th of July? Obviously, they got the permission of the medical people to go ahead on the 29th of July now. Why this suddenly
well,
now?
Well, this is
not?
What I said earlier on. According to their own roadmap, starting from the 29th of June up to August the 10th, we'll be slowly increasing the amount of people who can assemble. You know, from a small assembly on the 29th of June to a larger assembly, for example, in July, and a larger again on August the 10th, where people can visit each other's homes. So if we believe it's okay for people to be together in small, reasonably small groups at that stage, what's the difference in having a few people in a room if they choose to do it? You wouldn't force them. I mean, obviously there are people with concerns, people who are immune to, you know, compromised or might have elderly parents, and we're giving them the choice of the predictive grades.
That's an excellent point, Niall, because, as you know, most of the restrictions will be gone by the 29th
of
July.
A lot of them will, yeah.
And the young people will be out now. In the restaurants, in the coffee shops.
The restaurants, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
And they'll be gathering and meeting in McDonald's. So, and they'll be going back to their parents again now. So they're
those who choose to take that risk, yes.
Sorry?
Those who choose to take that risk.
Of course, you know the young people are not going to stay now. Now, when they've no studying to do, they're not going to stay at home. They're going to go out and meet their pals in McDonald's, and then they're going to gather. As you know, the young people they forget about social distancing now, and then they'll go back to their parents. So as you said, they just buckled now. The government buckled under pressure. And also, to see, Micheál Martin is very cunning now. He's a very cunning politician.
He's one of your own, James. I thought you had more respect for him. He's one of your own, isn't he?
Yeah, I own him, but he is cunning because he's thinking of the future. There's 50,000 future voters here now, and he's going to give them what they wanted, because the overwhelming polls here on local radio was about 76% of the students didn't want it to go ahead. So Micheál Martin will always be, like an opportunist that he is, will be on the right bandwagon now.
So he's thinking, I've got 70,000 people just reaching the age of 18 here, and they'll all give me a vote now.
And now I'm going to be the Taoiseach, and he's going to be remembered as the man who saved the day.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, of course, that the conversation started to happen this week, because, of course, Micheál Martin was the one who said it should be cancelled.
Yes.
But I do believe, and I'm not going to disagree, Joe McHugh has done an incredibly bad job, you know, at basically giving students clarity in relation to this in the first place. The decision should have been definitive from 4 or 5 weeks ago, because we have known that the schools weren't going to go back probably till September or August from about 4 or 5 weeks ago anyway.
Also now, the teachers now are under pressure now, because now little Johnny and little Mary, if they don't get the right result now, parents will be into them. Why did you mark my children down? So now the teacher, if I was a teacher now, Niall, I'm going to be very lenient. I'm going to give the people that I know would get it, the big points anyway, and then the ones who shouldn't get where they should, I'm going to give them their chance.
Well, if it was me and my decision, I would say you have a choice. You could either do it on the 29th of July, and if you don't want to do it on the 29th of July, you have to sign this piece of paper. We're going to give predicted grades. If you do want to do it, you have to sign this piece of paper so you can come back and blame the government for the decision that you made.
Yes.
So that's what I would do. I understand they're being put in a very awkward situation. I absolutely understand that for some students it's been difficult for the last few months to study unsupervised, but that's up to them. They're not children. They're young adults.
Yes, they're young adults. They want to be considered young adults now, and they get ready for the knocks of life. And, I'm afraid now we are pandering a bit too much these days.
Okay, I agree with you. Well, hang on, let me go to Nick as well. Nick, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Nick?
Not too bad. How are you not?
Good, Nick. Well, according to James, we have buckled under the pressure, I suppose. And, of course, Micheál Martin was the first one to mention cancel it during the week, although a lot of kids wanted it. Young adults. At the end of the day, they don't make the decisions. We have to, as adults, for their futures.
Yeah, so, now, this is it. This is where the government shouldn't buckle to this. It should carry on as much as we can within the framework that we're dealing with currently. And it's a difficult situation. I understand that. But at the end of the day, look, life is all full of risk, you know. And at the end of the day, the government have had a reasonable progress with the way they've dealt with the situation and everything else. And, yeah, you've got to really, give the thumbs up to them for some of the stuff that they've done. But then there's a lot of decisions that they've taken that have been counterproductive.
Well, I think this is probably one of the worst decisions they've made.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the people that came back from Cheltenham. They should have been into quarantine for 14 days as soon as they either got back off the plane or off the boat.
This decision will go down, I think, in political history as one of the worst decisions because, and I'll tell you why, not because of the students who didn't want to do it, and I accept that there are students who are stressed out. And they don't want to do it, they shouldn't have to. That's the case because, unfortunately, we've upset their academic year. But those students who want to do it, like the couple of callers we had on earlier on, that woman with her son or daughter who has worked really hard and believes he would do better by doing the exam, they should have that choice equally. And the idea that we're doing it for health reasons, I believe at the moment, is a bit of a nonsense. If you're giving people a choice, because as I've said, on our own roadmap, we're suggesting that between those dates or in and around those dates, we're allowing small groups of people to meet together anyway. At that point in the roadmap. So, and as James rightly pointed out, sure, once we start allowing small groups of people, you're going to have kids going to McDonald's and hanging around on street corners together anyway. So anybody who's immunocompromised or anybody who has parents who are vulnerable or elderly, they can choose not to do it and do the grades. And those who are not in that position and choose to do the Leaving Cert should be allowed to do it.
But this is it. This should be the choice. We shouldn't have a government that wants to wrap everybody in cotton wool and say what they can and can't do. Give people the choice because we live in a democracy.
Doesn't look like that anymore, by the way, lads. Thanks, Nick. Thanks to James. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. To James. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Kev. I'm not reading that out. Now, children, my backside. The same 18 and 19-year-olds that have... that have no problem standing around in groups and going to local off-license to buy their cans and bottles of bookie, says Mark and Galway. And well, Mark, they're not all doing that. Don't put all students in the one category. Some of them don't give a shite. But there are students out there who are sticking to the rules that maybe they have got elderly parents or maybe they have brothers or sisters who might be immune compromised and they are sticking to the rules. But yes, the vast majority don't care. When I say don't care, they'll be with their mates walking down the road.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.